Good morning. As was mentioned, coming up this Saturday and Sunday, it is the Classical Spring Choral and Orchestral Concert with the Ketchikan Community Chorus. And here to tell us more about that is K.A. Swiger. And joining us also is Katie Saunders, a guest classical and Broadway vocalist. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here. And I kind of just mentioned that. So let's start off with you, Katie. What brings you here to Ketchikan?
Well, it's a long story, but I'm actually K.A.'s niece, and I just found out just under a year ago, found my birth father, and that's his sister, and sent her a CD, and we've gotten to know each other a little bit the last year, and so she suggested that I come up and sing with their choir concert this spring. So I thought, I've never been to Alaska, so I'm like, that's a great idea.
That's an interesting connection.
Yeah.
She was discovered through DNA. Mm-hmm. And so I'm all for DNA.
Right. Yeah, it's
and
amazing.
Fantastic part about this, other than we have a new member of our family that we're really excited about, is my grandmother was America's first opera diva, and now Katie sings opera.
And you say first opera diva. Who was that?
Madame Vicarino, Regina Vicarino from New York.
Yeah, she sang, what, in the early 1900s,
yes.
I think, was when she was singing. And I grew up on a farm in Indiana, being adopted, and so I wasn't exposed to a lot of classical music or anything. So it was kind of always a mystery, like, how this came out in me, and I never knew until recently. So I'm like, I guess it was in my... in my genes.
In your blood.
Yeah.
So how did you tell us, I guess, about your studies, how you became a professional singer?
Yeah, I started out, I got my degree from Indiana University in Indiana, and then I went from there and did an internship with San Francisco Opera for a couple of years, and then I sang in Europe for almost 10 years in their opera houses there. So, and then I've been back in Florida, and I just sing regional concerts and do corporate events there.
And your new group.
Oh, yes, I have started a new thing. It's a crossover group. It's a trio. And so we do pieces like from ABBA and the Bee Gees. And so it's been really fun to work with that, too.
You've also been on Broadway, is that correct?
I haven't been on Broadway.
You just sing that type of music.
Right, yeah. I've done musicals, Broadway musicals in Germany, in their theaters there, but not actually New York Broadway.
So. Gotcha. So it's interesting, spending quite a bit of time in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I lived over there for a long time in Iceland and Germany, and then traveled all around from there, too.
What are maybe some of the memorable roles that you've played?
Well, my favorite musical one was Evita. I got a chance to sing that, but they do the musicals over there in German, so I had to sing that in German, and then I did also My Fair Lady in German, and so I had to do that with a Cockney, but the equivalent of a Cockney accent in German. So it was, I had to work with a diction coach for that, but it was really a lot of fun. And so when, instead of the rain in Spain, you know, that she says to practice her English, it's grün zu grün, wenn Spaniens blüten blühen in Germany, because they had trouble with the umlauts. So that was really neat. And opera, probably anything by Puccini. I love to sing any Puccini opera, but probably La Boheme. So I've sung both Mimi and Musetta. And I'm going to sing an aria from La Boheme at the concert to Musetta's aria.
And tell us a bit about what you will be performing at this
concert.
I'm going
to do two arias, both Puccini. From Musetta's Waltz, and then from Madame Butterfly, Une Belle Dee. And I'll do two Broadway songs, Summertime and Think of Me from Phantom of the Opera. And I'm going to do a couple of duets and do one with K.A., so I get to sing with her, and then two pieces with the choir.
And what are the two of you going to perform?
Barcarolle from Tales of Hoffman.
And how has that been, getting together and practicing.
We haven't done that yet. I just got here last night.
Oh, okay. So well, you will work
on that.
Yeah,
we're going to do that this afternoon. So.
And so it is probably interesting, I guess, in a sense, practicing long distance. Like you're each sort of doing your own parts and then getting together.
We have yet to get together on it.
Right.
Today.
So
but you will.
Yeah.
Very good. And what else will you be doing while you're here? I'm imagining a little sightseeing.
Hopefully. Yeah, we're going to be pretty busy with rehearsals and the concerts, but just maybe
getting to know her auntie.
Yeah, getting to know her and looking at old family pictures, and it's really neat.
And that is a fascinating story that you connected through one of those registries and found each other. Yeah. So did your family do a registry, a DNA registry?
My cousin, actually, who became more or less the family historian, and she put her DNA in to Ancestry.com and found a match, a kind of a second cousin type match. So she looked into it and found Katie. And then the clues that Katie had of her birth family came together with what Janice, my cousin, knew about my brother, and now we have her.
It's fascinating.
And she's planning to come up. We're having a big family reunion of my family in June, and I said, oh my gosh, if she's coming up then, we're doing a classic number with the community choir. How about she come and sing with us? And here she is.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. And tell us a bit about the concert.
Well, the concert will be the Messiah, the Easter version of the Messiah, which is very popular. Everybody loves the Messiah. And it's a challenge for our chorus as a soprano. It's a challenge for us as an alto. It might be a challenge for you. And so that'll be the first half. And the second half will be Katie and some of the duets. We also are having an orchestra to back us up on the Messiah with three guest artists from both Juneau and Seattle, violin or strings. And then we also have some people who are very faithful with the orchestra coming over from Prince of Wales, as well as our local orchestral performances. So it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful concert.
And where is this taking place?
At the Methodist Church, and it'll be Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Methodist Church, and Sunday at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And tickets are available at the door, plus at the McPherson Music, the Arts Council, and Celebration Station, the Party Store.
Okay. Those are my main questions. Does anybody want to add anything else?
No, just hope that everybody can come out and really enjoy a classical spring.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Kay Swiger and Katie Saunders. Again, Katie, a visiting professional classical and Broadway vocalist who will be performing some solos and duets with some local folks, and we'll learn more about that on Saturday and Sunday. It's 15 minutes before 9.